What had seemed like a big deal last week, and certainly demeaning, DeVita now had the perspective to see it for what it had been, a stupid prank executed by stupid people. Eggs. Sticky, repellent, but not dangerous. Still, Mother brooded as she forked her shrimp cocktail. DeVita's minestrone soup remained untouched because dealing with Mother tightened up her esophagus. If the wall of silence didn't come down, DeVita would leave the club in need of something. DeVita loved her mother, but Lucille Grayson was a supreme pain in the ass. Tony returned and announced the specials. Mother ordered the blackened Chilean sea bass, and DeVita opted for the linguine with chicken in vodka and sun-dried tomato sauce. Tony sailed away. "You look good," said DeVita. Not a lie. Lucille maintained clear blue eyes, a sharp nose, prominent chin, and strong teeth. Thick, luxuriant hair for an old woman, once auburn, now a gray, one shade darker than the club's granite walls. DeVita hoped she'd age as well. Decent odds. She bore an uncanny resemblance to Mother, and at 43, her own auburn waves lacked a single silver strand. Mother didn't answer. "Your skin looks great," said DeVita. "It's the facials," Mother responded. "When and if you go to the spa, ask for Marty." "I'll go."
"I bought you a certificate."
"It was a terrific gift. Thank you, Mother. It'll get used. If not by me, I'm sure Minette will be happy to indulge." Mother's jaw set. She forced a smile.
"No doubt she would be. However, she isn't my daughter. You have a little bruise right on the apple of your right cheek."
Her eyes misted.
"Bastards! Any idea yet who did it?"
"Stupid kids."
"Have the police made any arrests?"
"Not yet. I'll let you know when it happens."
"When, not if?"
DeVita didn't answer. A Latino busboy removed appetizer dishes. Moments later, he returned with the entrees. She thanked him in Spanish and swirled a forkful of pasta.
"Delicious.
How's your food, Mother?"
"Fine."
Again, blue eyes clouded. Lucille looked close to tears.
"What is it, Mother?" "It could have been bullets."
"Luckily, it wasn't. So let's just enjoy this meal and being together." Which was an oxymoron, because whenever they were together, conflict was inevitable. Mother harrumphed and then abruptly plastered a smile across her face as she waved across the room to two women who'd just entered. Darlene McIntyre and Eunice Meyerhoff. The duo hobbled over to the table. Darlene was short and pudgy, Eunice tall and severe, with impossibly black hair drawn back in a dragon lady bun. Lucille blew air kisses.
"Darling," Eunice gushed, "how are you?"
"Fabulous. What else? Enjoying a dinner with my busy daughter."
Eunice turned her eyes to DeVita.
"Are you all right, honey?"
"I'm fine. Thanks for asking."
"That was just terrible."
Darlene said,
"Motherfuckers."
DeVita broke into laughter.
"I couldn't have said it better, Mrs. McIntyre. Would you two like to join us?"
"We wouldn't dream of intruding," Eunice said. "Your mother rarely sees you."
"Is that what she tells you?"
"All the time, dear."
DeVita shot a mock stern look at Mother, then focused her gaze back to the two old women.
"Well, then, it's lovely to see you both. Enjoy your evening."
"You too,"
Darlene answered.
"And don't let those assholes get you down."
When they'd toddled off, DeVita said,
"I hardly see you."
Mother reddened slightly.
"Eunice is a troublemaker. I don't complain about you chronically, DeVita. That battle axe is smitten with jealousy because her Jane detests her."
"Isn't that a bit of an exaggeration?"
"Hardly, DeVita. Eunice sided with Jane's ex during the last divorce. Though I suppose one can understand her frustration, seeing as it was a third divorce."
"I heard about Eunice taking Parker's side," DeVita said. "On top of being tacky and disloyal, it was misguided. Parker Seldy is a jerk and a maniac."
"But good-looking."